Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
What are you doing? Hurry up.
I'm coming.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm okay.
Come on, they're waiting for us.
One in five children still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
Turn to Altosid IGR for hornfly-specific control year after year. Altosid IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With no known resistance, make Altosid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Go with the IGR that delivers ROI and keep weight gains up. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altosidigr.com.
Well, FFA convention for Oklahoma FFA students in full swing, all kinds of awards being handed out, and Elgin FFA's Coy Davidson is into the role of the state champion twice over, and he's becoming a national contest qualifier with the opportunity to represent Oklahoma at the 97th National FFA Convention coming up this October in Indianapolis. The high school junior won the AgriScience Speech Division State Championship this past Friday in Stillwater at the Interscholastic Contest for Oklahoma FFA, which gave him one of six spots in the state finals of the Prepared Speaking Championship at the 98th Convention at the 98th Annual Convention of the Oklahoma FFA in Tulsa. Our own Ron Hayes covering the event spoke with Coy about the contest and his speech.
You've just won the state FFA Prepared Public Speech Contest, the grand championship here of this particular show. Six different divisions. You came out of what, the AgriScience division?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, AgriScience.
Tell me about your title. Tell me about the actual speech.
Yes, sir. So in my speech, I talk about cybersecurity and espionage dealing with agriculture. So the threat that agriculture has from these attacks. So agriculture is what feeds the world. And without agriculture, we'll all be in a world of hurt. So if we don't protect the whole agriculture industry from these major attacks that could shut down the whole industry, then we're going to be in trouble. So I've had a lot of fun researching this topic, and I thought it was very neat.
What got you really interested in it?
Yes, sir. So I actually really did not know much about this till 2 years ago. My dad works at a technology center, and when I noticed he had a little VPN on his desk that sends him a new code every time he logs into the computer, and when I talked to him about what this was for, it brought up the word cybersecurity. So that was where I first got my feet in the water, was with cybersecurity. And then I realized how much of an impact it had on agriculture. And then when studying the cybersecurity and agriculture, I ran across the espionage and the stealing of the intellectual property. And I thought this was the hot topic of the year. And this is what has to be worked on in order to better the future of agriculture.
Once again, congratulations to Coy Davidson of Elgin FFA. Other FFA members also getting several awards at the convention. Corbin Smith of the Hydro Eagley FFA chapter is your 2024 State Star in Ag Placement. Ross Turner of the Ulaga FFA chapter is your 2024 Star in Agribusiness. Reagan Smith of Ulaga FFA, also a 2024 State Star in AgriScience. And then Connor Mack of the Drummond FFA chapter wins the 2024 State Star in Ag Production. Congratulations to all of the winners. If you'd like to see more of our FFA coverage, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and click on the Blue Green Gazette. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.